Greetings, programs. Welcome to Red Pill Sunday School. And this, I believe, will be episode number 5. Actually, this isn't a full show today. I'm just going to take 10 or 15 minutes to explain what's happening, to redirect you over to my new documentary series, which I'm releasing, today, as soon as I can get it uploaded to YouTube. All 9 hours and 45 minutes. And this is why this show today is very short, because I'm expecting a lot of you to sit through that 10-hour documentary and the ones coming in the future, which will total, I'm guessing, about 60 hours when I'm done. This is a huge, huge project I'm undertaking. It is, in its own sense, a history or a current history of what has happened to us through the pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines we've been tricked into consuming and injecting into our bodies and all the problems that have gone along with it. And of course, you can always watch my first movie, which was Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. That's actually had close to, I believe it was close to 300,000 hits, because as with this series, I'm asking people to repost, redirect, recreate, do whatever you want to it. I claim no copyright to it, except, of course, I just ask that you give credit where credit is due, and also give credit to the people, the videos that are actually placed in it, and those who created those. There's no intention, there's no profit here, everything is free. These are the history makers, and they have to be included. So, I'm going to redirect you to my other folder, if you will, on YouTube, which is called Ethyl Injection. These will no longer be considered Red Pill Sunday School shows. They are a documentary series. This one is called Wagging the Dog, the story behind the story of COVID-19. So, obviously, there's a lot more to the story than the story you're hearing in the mainstream and in the alternative movements, because you got to consider that there's a lot of things going on here all at once. And this is like watching 5 or 6 documentaries in one. And I want to run through what you're going to find in here. First of all, and obviously, at this point, I think most people have at least heard that this could be a biological weapon, at the very least, a man-made viral disease. And I'm here to tell you that what I've assembled, what I've collected, is proof of that. And here's how it works. The story itself, the way this was created, is called gain-of-function research, which they call basic research. It's also labeled as dual-use research. And the good example of that is to consider the nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb that would save the world by providing energy and at the same time destroy it by harnessing its explosive power, right? Something that can save us and kill us all at the same time. Well, that's what they're doing on a regular basis in government and privately all across the world. And worse than that, and what caused this whole debate in the first place of whether or not we should do this type of research, is that they're publishing their studies. And while it may take years to do a study, it would only take weeks for some scientist, as they call them, to recreate it in a lab. A couple of weeks, you've got the deadly 1918 virus that was indeed dug up from the permafrost, from the Inuit Eskimo. They took their lungs, as I showed in my first documentary, and then they patented it, and it just happened to be released shortly thereafter into the public. After it was patented, it's amazing when you look at how all of that works. Now, the reason that this thing is so long is because, again, it is a history. And I know people are going to complain. There's all going to be all kinds of excuses out there. Oh, I can't watch a 9.5 hour documentary, 9 hour and 45 minute documentary, a 10 hour documentary. I can't do that. And then you'll go and you'll turn on your freaking cable and you'll binge watch the Star Wars series or Lord of the Rings or freaking Game of Thrones or some other completely fictional fantasy thing that will do you absolutely no good in life. And here I am saying, look, you won't have a life. You're not going to be alive in the next 10 years. Neither will your children. If you don't pay attention to this and understand exactly what's happening, watch this. You will know exactly what has happened with COVID-19, that it was a man-made disease where they took SARS-1 and they added function or gain of function. They made it more virulent, more transmissible to humans by adding or giving a gain of functionality to the virus so that it can actually attach to human receptors, so that it can actually do something that cannot happen in nature. This is what they're doing on a constant basis. Now, the important part about that is that this is biological weapons research that they're doing. But according to the Biological Weapons Terrorism Act by Francis Boyle, who's in this documentary as well, you got to understand what they've done is they've labeled biological weapons research, which is exactly the same thing that they would do if they were creating a biological weapon. They've labeled that as friendly, defensive, legitimate, or what's called basic research. And the reason that they're making, for instance, they've made H5N1, which is already highly pathogenic, they've made it transmissible to humans, which has never happened in nature. This is something that kills 40% of the people it infects, and it comes from animals, through animals that have similar receptors to humans. Now they've gone in the lab, and they've purposefully made it so that a human can transfer it to a human. Again, something that cannot happen in nature. And they do so with the lamest possible excuse. What is that? Because we can. Because we want to know if it can happen. Even though it probably and most certainly won't happen in nature, we just got to know. And why do we need to know? It's an even worse excuse. Because we want to create vaccines. Future vaccines for something that is well known to mutate on its own. In other words, gain or lose function in nature on its own. The truth of the matter, what this really is forced evolution. And I don't care whether you believe in evolution or not. Evolution just means, when you look it up, it means the unfolding of proteins, unfolding of things. It evolves it. It makes it not so sophisticated, and it allows things to evolve. Well, that's what they're doing. Even Jonas Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine, wrote a book called The Unfolding of Man, which is a reference, of course, to evolution. They are force evolving us. And when you finally see what their agenda, because they openly discuss it, it goes to transhumanism, it goes to futurism, it goes to literally, and I want you to understand this, why this is so important. They literally want to destroy all life so that they can recreate it in their own image. And that includes you, that includes your children. The thing about technology is that it can't exist unless it's constantly reinvented by man, supported, maintained, right? As opposed to nature. But when you stop protecting nature and you allow people like this cult of science, to go in and just completely rearrange the genetics of everything, and we're talking insects, we're talking animals, we're talking plants, we're talking about the destruction of everything because they truly believe they're gods. And that brings me to what is really behind this, and that is something called scientism. Again, part of the documentary is to expose what is called scientism. Scientism is the worst possible kind of religion. We're all guilty of it. We all have faith or faith-based conclusions or opinions based on science. We believe that science somehow has the answer. We don't believe in God. We believe in this sort of idol that's called science, which essentially is a god. It's a false god. And that's what's happened. And this really delves into that deeply, because that's who's behind this. These people, and you will hear them say it themselves, they want to be gods. I know you've been exposed to that before. They truly want to replace the idea, at least, of God. Definitely want to replace the laws of nature with their own, which of course we know is a great folly. That can never actually happen. That's why, of course, what is man-made is always found in ruins, found because it has to be maintained. Our life cycle depends on birth and death. Their life cycle depends on synthetic biology and synthetic environments, which they have to constantly invent, maintain, right? The Matrix, etc. So this is where we're at. This is this is so important that I tell you that is life or death. It is the life or death of you and your family. I would never say that just to get a shock value. Remember, I'm not making money from this. This is not doing anything for me except pushing me further down into the depths of being banned. So, I am asking you folks to share this, repost it. Anyway, you don't need my permission. Just do it. Just put it out there. Send it to everyone you can. I don't care who it is, because this needs to be understood. This needs to be known. Again, skip reruns of Friends and Cheers for a few nights, for God's sake, and take a look at what's actually happening. Otherwise, like I said, you're not going to be alive. Your life, and life as we know it, sure, but life itself is on the line here. And I wouldn't just, again, I wouldn't just say that. This is so scary that I just spent 3 weeks in my basement without leaving my house to get this done. And so, again, I redirect you to the same YouTube channel, Red Pill Sunday School, but a different subtitle or folder, where you'll find Wagging the Dog, which its subtitle is The Story Behind the Story of COVID-19. And this first part, this first 10-hour part, is called Building the Chimera, a reference to them building not only SARS-1, which they admit openly escaped from the lab, but part two. Now, SARS-2, which is the official name, SARS-2 coronavirus, is obviously, if you have SARS-2, if you have the second cousin of something, it came from the first, right? So what they did was they took SARS-1 and they added functions to it to make it more virulent, to give it the functionality to so it can spread into the human body through a certain receptor, which we'll cover in a little bit in this one, but especially in the future documentaries, in the future parts of this series, when we start really getting into vaccine. Now, vaccination is going to be covered in the next series, and that's going to come out very soon. That series is called Lethal Injection 2, A Corruption of Blood. And I should be releasing the first part of that, which will be, again, 6-7 hours in within the next month or two, I hope. It's practically done. I just stopped it because this COVID thing and understanding it was so important. And look, the last thing I'll say is you cannot do anything about something that you don't know its origin. You don't understand. If you don't know what this thing is, you can't get treated for it. Okay? You got to understand the source in order to find the treatment. It's that simple. And if you go on in ignorance, then what can I say about that? If you say, no, I can't watch this, it's too long, or it's this, or whatever exists. Remember, every action you take in life is voluntary. I don't care if there's a gun pointed at your head, you still have a choice to act or not act, right? The greatest crimes in history are conducted by men who are just following orders. If I don't follow the order, I'll go to jail. If I don't follow the order, you know, whatever the excuse is, and so you do something that is contemptible, completely against your moral judgment, absolutely unethical, all in the name of what? Of following orders. Well, your order is to sit back, shut up, wear a mask, let the economy be ruined, and pretty much be sick the rest of your life if you get this disease that infects you in a way that nothing has before. So, are you going to voluntarily do nothing, which is, I think, one of the worst crimes that men have always done in history, which is not to fight evil, or are you going to do something about it? Well, you can't do anything unless you're educated. You cannot justify any action against these crazy bastards if you don't have the proof out of their own mouths of what they've done. You cannot indict people like Anthony Fauci for his crimes against humanity and nature without first hearing what he's done. And he tells you in this documentary. And so we're at the point now, more than ever before, exactly what we've been talking, me and Patrick Jordan have been talking about, all these people that I've had as guests, and especially myself, have been telling you, look, folks, there's a war being waged. It is being waged against you and your family. It is being waged against nature itself, life itself, and you hardly even know it's happening. You hardly even know all these weapons are pointed against you, biological, chemical, etc. And so it is time for you to become aware, to have the proof, the fact, the truth in front of you, because only then can you justify any action you take against it. And look, if ever there was a reason for us to actually organize, stand up, and dare I say, regardless of whatever laws these people that are trying to kill you put in front of you to stop you from acting against them, take action. We are now confronted with the ultimate evil, with anti-nature, with anti-God, with anti-life. We cannot afford to sit back and let it happen. Now, I'm not promoting anything except that you get off your collective asses and act, whatever that means. Because if you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it in the future. It's that bad. The only way I can prove that to you, of course, is for you to watch the documentary. So I'll leave it at that. And the documentary, if it's not banned immediately, it should be posted on my YouTube channel. Look for it starting Sunday, October 18th, 2020. Please watch and share freely this documentary series. And on that note, I bid you adieu, and I wish you all the best. You can contact me, Clint, at strawmanstory.info. If you have questions or want to, I don't know, or whatever you want, whatever you need to help you spread this information, I'm more than willing to do whatever I can to help you. All right. Take care, folks.